This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Bite Size. It means you put this podcast in your mouth. Go on.
Oh, yes. Indeed. What a lovely intro. And now I feel like I need to be of similar energy to that intro, but I can't do it because I'm absolutely dying sick. I can't, like, take away all this stuff and concentrate. Exactly. Now, here we are. Hi. Happy Friday. If you're listening to this on the Lewis, answer me a question, and you can always leave a comment in the reviews. If, say, I, or someone like me, a dude, or the opposite sex if you're a guy yourself, makes eye contact with you on the Lewis or on the train or something, what do you do back? Because I've, you know, we always see it in movies, and it never really works out in real life. Because I think I smiled at a girl once, and she got very awkward. I felt really bad then. I felt like I was encroaching on her physical space, and I shouldn't have smiled. I don't know. Do you ever get that? It's a weird one, because I think, you know, well, you think you're being mad smooth. She's currently texting her friends to ring the guards as there's a creep on the Lewis. It's a thin line to walk between being a nice guy and being a creep, isn't it? It's very difficult. And I think it's mostly because lads are doing the chase that we would be deemed the creeps, because what we think is romantic and nice is actually not, and sometimes not acceptable at all. So I'm still trying to find that line. Now, there's the first admittance on the podcast. I'm by myself again. Cooper's still off with his sister. And the family doing a load of Christmas things. After venturing into a Christmas pastime I've never done before, which is online shopping. Jeez, they make it very easy to do the online purchases, don't they? I went onto Amazon and immediately everything was all set up. They had my debit card and they just were waiting for me to buy, and everything is there. It looks, no wonder people get addicted to it. But I've ordered a Christmas present for my daughter. It's a camera. A really nice kid's camera. She's mad into her photography. And it said that it was going to get here in... When did it say it was going to get here again? It said the 22nd. No, the 21st. And we're off from 98 on the 22nd. And nobody thinks it's going to get here in time. So it's totally up to... If Amazon are listening, lads, I need that camera, because then I got no presents for my kid, and that would make me an awful dad. So I don't. Apparently, it's too close to the time, but I'm fingers crossed. That's when it said it was going to come. I tried going. Did you go into Argos? Have you gone in anywhere yet to try and find a present? They have nothing, no stock at all. They've like the leftover stuff. I've left it way too late again. Why do I do this every Christmas? And then a lot of people are after coming back from holidays as well. Have you noticed that? They come back from holidays and infected all of Dublin with a sickness that I now have as well. Look, I sound like Monica in Friends when she's trying to have sex with Chandler. I'm sick. That's what I feel like. Everybody in Dublin has a chesty cough or horrible. I still don't know what type of medicine to take. Everything just tastes like sugar to me. And then food tastes like cardboard. It's a weird thing, isn't it? It's a weird thing in general. Having a buddy. If you feel like, you know, if you have a think about it, you remember as kids, you'd watch cartoons where the evil villain controls this huge metal suit thing and they try and destroy a city, and then, you know, like, kind of like Power Rangers. If you think about it, that's what we are doing right now. Instead, the evil villain is our brain and it's piloting this... Well, what would you call it? This body, I suppose, and making it do things like picking up water and, oh, I have to spill it, touching phones and speaking into a microphone. It's a weird thing to be in control of, and you only get one. Well, I say that, but in Russia, I know they transplant head transplants of dogs and cats completely successfully. And I think it was last month that they did the first human head transplant. Now, the person was dead at the time, but they still did it. They fused all those bits in the back of you, all those bits, and made it so that the head and the spine all connected to each other. So maybe this isn't your only body. Maybe you'll get another crack at it. You'll get your brain transplanted into another body. So in that way, maybe you should wink at as many people that you can on the Lewis. Now I've brought it full circle. Coming up on the show today is a variety of things you're going to absolutely love. I hope you have a lovely weekend, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday when I get back from the dam. I'll probably sound way worse. Have a lovely weekend and happy Christmas.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. First things first, I apologise for still sounding like, I don't know, a ferret down a, oh, I don't know, toilet cubicle. That's what I feel like I sound like anyway. Big news. Big news. If you're a fan of Mickey Mouse. I can't even do the voice. My voice is gone. It's been confirmed yesterday that Disney has bought Fox, 21st Century Fox, for $66 billion. Oh my God. $66 billion. So Disney now own the likes of The Simpsons, FX, National Geographic, Deadpool, you know, the rights to all those characters, X-Men, all that stuff. That is incredible. They bought like $52.4 billion in stock, and then Fox apparently were $13.7 billion in debt. Debt even. My God. So everybody's wondering, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen here? More specifically, what's going to happen with Deadpool 2? For people who've never heard of Deadpool, it's a very, very good rated R Marvel movie. A lot of cursing, a lot of blood, all that stuff, because it's the same as Logan. Remember Logan? It was rated R as well. So people wondering, hang on, is Deadpool 2 going to be PG? No, still going to be R. But moving forward, you can expect to see a lot more, how would you put it, like dilution, is that what we call it? Like watered down violence, watered down things like that, because Disney are not a fan of rated R stuff. They're all about the princesses and they're all about fairy tales, which is their shtick, I suppose. But is it because Disney own Pixar as well, don't they? And I'm sure they own, I'm missing out one, but now they own 21st Century Fox. Who's left? Warner Brothers? Like, if Disney own everything, that's not a good thing. It's never a good thing if somebody owns everything. Like your man Simon Murdoch. Not a fan. That's crazy. And one more time, $66 billion. Fair play to Mickey getting all that money. Charlie Puth on the way. First, it's Years and Years King. 6:15 on 98FM.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Can you guess the movie without me saying it? I think it was originally a Frank Sinatra one. Wasn't the Rat Pack all in it? Oh, 11. Of course it is. Came out years ago, didn't it? Then it was Ocean's 12. They went to Amsterdam. I'm going there this weekend. That didn't do so well. In Ocean's 13, they brought in Al Pacino. Went back to Las Vegas. Very good movie. And now, instead of bringing the gang back, the likes of Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Matt Damon, they're doing an all-female cast. And the poster just dropped yesterday. It's actually quite good. It says, every con has its pros. Oh, get it? Con. And it's got some names you might recognise. Sandra Bullock, who is on fire recently. Cate Blanchett, similarly on fire. Anne Hathaway. El Rihanna's in there. Huh? And Helen Bonham Carter. Now, they're the only ones I recognise. There's two others, but Jesus, I don't know who they are at all. I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I don't know how I feel about it. In no way am I saying, oh, they shouldn't have recast it with an all-female cast, because the original Ocean's 11 was, well, Julia Roberts was technically one of the Oceans. But anyway, I just don't know how I feel about a movie being so blatantly, all right, that kind of worked. Let's just, we'll change one of the things and doesn't do the whole thing again. And the one thing being it's a female cast this time. Maybe it'd be brilliant, actually. Maybe I'm being very, yeah, maybe it will be brilliant. All of those actresses are unreal. Besides Rihanna and Anne Hathaway. But still, I look forward to that. Eh? Christmas music? Do you want some Christmas music? Okay.
The Big Breakfast
with Cooper and Luke.
98FM.
I'd like to welcome to the studio Miss Producer Suze.
Hey everyone.
Yeah, there's good.
Thank you for bringing an audience in this morning. Good morning.
No problem at all. And then on the other side here we have Darren Cleary. Darren, hiya.
Hello. Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, very kind.
There's no whooping though. They're just clapping, really, aren't they?
I heard one whoop.
Okay, one whoop. Woo. Darren's here and Suze is here because we're going to play 98FM's Week That Was quiz.
Yep, I've got 5 questions here and you're each going to try your best to answer all 5 correctly. before you get to go home for the weekend.
Best of luck, Darren, because...
So I can go home after the quiz?
Yeah.
Class.
That is a half hour of work for you, Darren.
It's less. I got here 1 second ago.
Don't make it.
Okay, have you got a pen?
No.
No, I've not got a pen. I got here 1 second ago.
Shut up, stop saying that.
Okay, as always, if you want to play at home and you get all five right, text in 087-798-9898 or may just reward you with movie passes.
Good sportsmanship by Luke. Anyone who can't see, because it's radio so no one can see, he's just handed me a pen.
Come here, look, I'm just looking after you. And also, you can't play the game without a pen. Okay, Suze, go.
All right, question one. Which celebrity hung out in the Hacienda bar just off Capel Street this week? Apologies if I pronounced that wrong.
Hacienda?
You have to...
I did German in school.
Hacienda.
Hacienda is Spanish, is it?
Yeah. Okay, question two. Which band have announced they'll be playing Malahide Castle in June?
Oh, yeah. I love the way I can hear how Darren is out of breath.
I literally ran all the way here.
I can hear it in my ear.
I'm sorry.
Question three. The new Lewis Line Cross City launched this week, but what is the new Northside terminus for the Green Line?
Who knows?
It's written on the front of the Lewis.
What does it say? Terminus?
It has the destination, which is the terminus.
Okay, maybe that. Damn you.
Question four. What is avocado hand and why was it in the news this week?
Well, what is avocado hand? Very existential question for 6:43.
And question five. Katie Taylor defeated Jessica McCaskill in her first defence championship on Wednesday night, but where did the fight take place?
Oh,
city or venue?
On the TV.
Let's go city.
No,
yeah,
venue.
On the TV. Damn it. There are some tough questions in there now.
They are tough. Have a mull over them for a little bit.
If you get them all right, you win movie passes. Kygo, Ella Henderson next on 98FM.
98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Kygo, here for you. Like 98FM, always here for you, always on. I'm sorry. It was 10 to 7. And it's very serious because we're playing 98FM's Week That Was quiz. Producer Suze has the answers.
I do. I have the red pen at the ready. Okay, my first question was, which celebrity hung out in the Hacienda bar just off Capel Street this week?
Go on, Darren. I'll let you do it.
Hacienda bar. Can I have a hint?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran.
Could have said Ginger, really annoying, and does a crap cover of Fairy Tale New York. I would have got it.
Ooh. You're not on Dublin Talk now. You don't have to be controversial all the time.
Okay.
Am I got it right?
Yes.
I got it right too, by the way.
Did
I wrote down
actually,
Ed Sheeran.
Let me see.
He wrote it down there, though.
No, I didn't.
Did he?
Yeah.
Of course
he's a
he didn't.
Cheater.
Right, question two.
Can't believe it.
Which band have announced they'll be playing Malahide Castle this June?
I have high hopes it's Codaline.
There you go.
See?
Oh, that one you wrote
that
down.
That one I wrote down.
Very good.
I wrote down all of them.
The new Lewis Cross City launched last weekend, but what is the new Northside terminus of the Green Line? What's the name of it?
Cabra.
Broom Bridge.
Yes.
Broom the Bridger.
Well done.
Damn it. One for you, none for me.
Okay, you're on an even score now.
How did he do that? No, we're not. I got Ed Sheeran right.
I don't know.
No, well, I did. Quite clearly, I've written it down.
Question four. What is avocado hand and why is it in the news this week?
No, I'm actually not having this. I got Ed Sheeran right. This is ridiculous.
Did he?
No, he did.
He knows I'm going to win now because I've got the advantage over Katie Taylor and Broom Bridge and he's just trying to stir.
The thing is, I can't tell who's lying.
Yeah.
It's not 98FM's lie to me.
Yeah, it's not, Darren. It's just a quiz.
I swear on Santa, I've written down Ed Sheeran first.
We'll give it to him.
Okay. There we go.
Cutting your hand, the poor craters, is avocado hand, yeah?
Yes, Suze, I've written it down.
Cut hands. This is getting serious.
He's so serious.
I just want my cinema passes.
Right, where did Katie Taylor fight Jessica McCaskill?
York Hall in London.
What you got, Luke?
On the telly. Damn it.
Correct, but not the answer I was looking for.
I've heard a million times.
If we are to believe... That Darren wrote down Ed Sheeran, he got a clear sweep of 5 out of 5. Well done.
Which is an improvement from the last time you were on when you got none of heads or tails right. Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast. At about 7:15, let's have a chat about America, shall we? Just for a quick bit. It's the land of the free and the home of the brave. And anybody can be anything over there. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was wasn't he governor of California? Jesse Ventura, he was a wrestler and was a politician as well. Really, anybody can get into politics, clearly. For a while now, The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, has been teasing everybody, saying, oh, maybe I might do it, maybe I might. Jimmy Kimmel has done the same thing. But finally, straight up, Ellen, on the old Ellen show, you know that one in America, asked The Rock, what's the story?
You know, I don't know if this is true, but people talk about you running for president.
I'm seriously considering it, yes.
Well, you
really? He can't run. His knees are bad.
No, I can
run.
He has
really bad knees.
Yeah, I don't run New York Marathon.
That'll be tough if the president ever had to run.
Don't say it.
President, get away! Go!
Trust Kevin Hart to just destroy. The main thing you need to hear is, straight up, Dwayne said,
you running for president.
I'm seriously considering it, yes.
I'm seriously considering it, yes. Now, I don't know, is he qualified? He was in a load of movies and he was a wrestler and he was like, what, man of the year? He's very tall. He's very built. He's only 45. Yeah, I'd take him as a president of the United States. He's 10 times better than the human tanning glove we have right now.
The Big Breakfast
with Cooper and Luke,
98 FM.
Producer Suze has let me in on a little story that I felt she needed to let you on, or let you in.
I'm probably going to be killed for this.
Just disguise the names.
I will. I had a bit of an interesting evening last night, you could say. So one of my friends, she's started dating this guy very, very early days, and he is a budding actor. So he invited her along to his end of year show. And she said, Suze, will you come along with me? Need someone to go along, sit in the audience with. No problem. We arrive. It's a very small room. That was my fear. Maybe not really into that kind of thing, but I said I'd go along. Teeny tiny room.
Too close to the stage?
Very close. About a meter away.
All right.
Very bright as well.
Okay.
There's about six scenes or so. Everyone does a scene from a famous film.
Uh-huh.
All scenes are fine, enjoying it quite a lot. Then his scene comes on. Getting excited now. Anyway, he walks onto the stage. He's got this absolutely beautiful leading lady by his side with two glasses of wine, and he puts some candles down on the table. Now, before this, I said to my friend, what's his scene about? Do you know anything? Like, what's he doing? And she said, no, I've no idea. He never told me. So the candles come down. The wine comes down.
Ooh.
And Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, comes on.
I've been really trying, baby.
The lights down. Everything gets a little bit saucy. And in the dark, my friend elbows me in my side going, oh my God, what is about to happen?
Did they do the no pants dance?
They started slow dancing in silence, and I could physically feel her squirming beside me going, why has he brought me to this? Things progress a little bit. Little bit of a kiss.
Oh.
Yeah. Kiss on stage, maybe a bit prolonged for our liking.
Like an impassionate ones, yeah.
Yeah. Bit of neck stuff going on.
Oh.
Marvin Gaye playing in the background, the candles, the wine's flowing. And anyway, they move on. They have a fight. It was fine. The passionate bit ended. So we got through it.
And what happened then at the end when he comes out to say, so what you think?
End, cue the nervous giggle. You were great.
Oh no.
And we were walking home. First time I've ever met your fella. He's scoring someone else. What's going on?
Oh. Wake your ass up.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Why did he invite her?
I don't know.
What an idiot.
I don't know.
98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Let's get some Mickey Mouse gossip first, shall we? Walt Disney has only after buying 21st Century Fox for something like 66 billion dollars. Now, why would you care? Why does that even have anything to, you know, who gives a crap? Well, it's going to change a lot of movies. For instance, all of the X-Men's. It owns National Geographic, FX, that show, or that channel. So 21st Century Fox used to own all that. Now Disney do. So the likes of Deadpool, which was rated R, people were questioning, is Deadpool 2 going to be rated R? It looks like, yeah, it will be. But in the future, like from, let's say, 2022, look out for a lot of movies that you would expect it to be... like The Simpsons are owned by 21st Century Fox. So now Disney own The Simpsons and they own Pixar. So there you go. That's, you know, that's animation. All the cartoons that you watch, that's all going to change. So keep an eye out for that. Mickey. This is quite good. Ed Sheeran releasing new music. This is with your man Eminem, as they say in New Zealand. This is the track River. Been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. Oh, my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. It's not bad, is it? I'm kind of Ed Sheeran'd out, though, if I'm honest with you. What about Eminem? What's he sound like? Nightstand, turn it to nightstand. It was called some light scram. Now we hung tight and he found out. Now she feels deserted and used because he left. So what he did it first to her, too. Now how am I supposed to tell you through? It's very relapsey, isn't it? You know, the album Relapse. I like it. I'm just saying I'm tuckered out with Ed Sheeran. You know, he's got a lot of songs that we play on the radio and that I hear. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll withhold my judgment for a little bit till I hear it more than three times. And finally, I think this is gas. Aideen Finnegan thinks Ronan Keaton's isn't great, but I think that doing this made him actually quite cool. So he's on a roller coaster singing Roller Coaster by Ronan Keaton. You ready? I think it's hilarious.
Don't fight it.
Get it in now.
Life is a roller coaster. Just gotta ride it.
Oh. Hey, baby.
I think that's good. I know that. I got sick.
Oh, I got sick.
Sorry. Oh, that was Gossip According to Luke. You can all now go in peace. 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.